USA Radio News with Wendy King.
European countries as well as Canada have grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets. It was a MAX 8 that crashed in Ethiopia and now in the U.S.
All of those planes are grounded, effective immediately.
President Trump says the investigation has started into why there have been two deadly crashes recently involving MAX planes.
Boeing is an incredible company. They are working very, very hard right now, and hopefully they'll very quickly come up with the answer. But until they do, the planes are grounded.
Ethiopian Airlines says flight recorders from the jet that crashed will be sent abroad for analysis. In Washington, the sentence was 3.5 years in prison for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. He was sentenced last week to almost 4 years in prison in Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
An important vote in the Senate is set to take place on Thursday. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on Thursday on the resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News he believes Democrats and Republicans can work together on legislation.
I like to think the president would join with us and try to improve it. And that may be a way to get more Republicans on board.
And President Trump says California's governor is defying the voters who narrowly approved a ballot measure to speed up executions in 2016. Gavin Newsom signed an executive order putting a moratorium on executions in his state.
You as taxpayers, you have spent $5 billion. $5 billion. Since we reinstated the death penalty in this state. What have we gotten for that?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A new UN report says the environment is a mess. Our toxicity is deadly, and it's getting worse. The report says the planet is increasingly becoming an unhealthy place for people. The top reasons? Climate change, a major extinction of animals and plants, a human population nearing 10 billion, polluted air, and plastics and pesticides and hormone-changing chemicals in the water. The report says the situation can improve if we change the way we eat, make purchases, get energy, and dispose of waste. It also says the top crucial factors are global warming and biodiversity. The U.S. government has released its annual report on human rights abuses by other nations, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the report singles out the government of Iran.
Last year, the regime killed over 20 people and arrested thousands without due process, just for protesting for their rights. This continues the pattern of cruelty that the regime has inflicted upon the Iranian people for the last four decades.
This year's report is released as the Trump White House continues to push European allies to join the U.S. in imposing sanctions and cutting off trade with Iran. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.